Good evening and thank you very much, Plamen, first of all for the invitation to participate to such a very interesting conference. I have learned a lot of things. I am passionate about history of computers because I participated from the first generation of computers and I am still active with social networks, LinkedIn, Facebook and so on. So I actually learned a lot of things and you'll see from my presentation that some of the things are confirm, and some I should correct. First, about the two authors. I was presented by Plamen. Horia, which is here, he is a senior researcher of the Institute of Computer Technology, Filiala Timișoara branch. And I have to say that I was the first head of the Timișoara branch in 1968, 69, and he is the last one. So we are covering the whole area. So I will start by trying to see which were the first computers in the world and in Eastern Europe. I mean computers, digital computers, and electronic tube computers, not to have any difficulty in understanding. Because sometimes people talk about analog computers, but I don't want to talk about that. Romanian first computer and what happened with the Romanian computer industry and also with an organization, MPKVT, which was discussed today, and why Romania had a certain singular position in that organization, you probably will understand today after so many years. And of course, about a subject which was not dealt today, how to restore old equipment. You will see also the activity which was done in Timișoara about restoring old computers. First, I tried to see which were the first. So, ABC, Atanasov, very computer, which was mentioned today, probably should be considered the first one. Colossus, from UK, which was for tens of years kept in secret by the British because it was used to solve the enigma. And Alan Turing worked on that. And only recently we talk about computers. But finally, I saw that the first to be considered the first electronic digital computer is still ENIAC from USA, followed by Mark I. All this information is from literature or from internet. Sometimes, if I have to correct, we have to correct also the information which is on the internet. AC from UK, Zuse 4 from Switzerland, EDVAC from USA, IBM 700, and the first one which I found is BESP 1 from Soviet Union. After the information we got today from our presenter from Russia, probably I should consider MESP, not BESP, but we have to discuss. Yeah, or M1. And the first one outside USSR was quite, accepted position in Romania was Victor Toma with CIFA. I discovered, and I put on my pyramid, before CIFA, even if it is not from Romania, SAPO from Czechoslovakia. I understand today that it was mostly relay-based. So both are right. So the first computers outside Soviet Union are from Czechoslovakia in 1956, SAPO, and in Romania, CIFA 1 from the Institute of Atomic Physics. It was the next was Poland, Hungary with M3, and Bechipt one from Romania, and so on. But I think I have the next slide, where I put all the information in the table. We distributed the paper so you can look at this table and give me the information to correct, because I am interested when the article will be published to have the correct information about all the computers which were made in that part of the world in those pioneering years. I remember talking to somebody from the management of IEEE Computer Society, They said little is known about what happened in Russia and Eastern Europe in that period of time. So they decided to offer the Computer Pioneer Award to people who are not alive, which is not the policy of IEEE Computer Society. And at that time, every country proposed some people, and in Romania it was academician Moisil who received the Computer Pioneer Award for the activity, which was very little known in the West. So, the first computers in Eastern Europe, in my opinion, are BESP in USSR, SAPO or SAPO in Czechoslovakia, CIFA 1 in Romania, XYZ in Poland, M3 in Hungary the same year, MECIPT 1 in Romania, SER 22 in Yugoslavia, and VITOSHA in Bulgaria, and DACIC 1 in Romania the same year. Of course, it was said today, and I accept, it was a very difficult period of year because cybernetics was considered a capitalist pseudoscience or a bourgeois pseudoscience. And the technology divide, limited at that time for several years, started to grow because, you see, ENIAC was in 1946, BESM in 52. Not a very long period of time. But if you look today, the divide grows. And it grows, firstly, because of the hardware problems. I mean, the integrated circuits industry could not keep up with the West. And not so much with the algorithm, and mathematician, and algebraic structure. So I said that at that time, the complexity of computer architecture was not so big. Programming was simple. And the complex operating systems started also to show their difference. And people who worked for Riyadh understood very well what mean to make a clone of the IBM operating systems. And people who later worked for mini computers also from the operating system for mini computers. Now, I come to Romania. Once again, if you have other data about what happened in Eastern Europe and Central Europe, please tell me and I will check with the literature and correct all the figures. The first Romanian computer was made in the Institute of Atomic Physics in Bucharest, started in 1954 and put into operation in April 57, that's what I corrected you, Kirill, by Victor Toma. It has many electronic tubes, magnetic drum, memory, paper tape, input, typer, almost every computer in that period had the same thing. Victor Toma continued to have new versions, CIFA 1 and CIFA. CIFA is in Romanian, probably pronounced in English CIFA, but it's CIFA. It's Computer of the Institute of Atomic Physics. That was what it stands for. He built a second generation under the name CHET 1, CHET 500. In 1952-54, you acknowledge that Victor Toma contributed to the VITOSHA, the Bulgarian computer, and also in the same institute, for a socialist country, this could not be believed. There was another team led by Armand Segal, building a computer called CIFA 101, which he claimed to be better than CIFA 1. Why? Because Toma built the computer in parallel architecture. Segal felt that electronic tubes are costly, and he built a serial computer. So made a computer of the same performance, but half in size. Both of them worked with us in the Computer Institute. Unfortunately, both of them are not alive, but they were in a big competition in the Institute of Atomic Physics. One of the first Romanian computers was MECIPT 1. Actually, it was the second and the first built in a university in Timișoara, put into operation in 1961, 2,000 electronic tubes, and so on and so on. The speed similar to CIFA, but it used for the first time the concept of microprogramming based on a paper sent by Sir Maurice Wilks of the Cambridge University, As I understood from presentation today and from the literature, there are two sources. One source was West, Czechoslovakia with Svoboda, which they visited. Poland, your professor visited. The Romanian people could not visit the United States, they were forbidden. Say they look to Moscow, or to Kiev, or to Minsk, or to Leningrad. So the computers in Romania were mostly inspired by Russian articles, but the cheap one was inspired by market programming by Wilkes. You can see a picture. This is Wilhelm Löwenfeld, one of the first computer pioneers I'll mention later. And that young people, it's me, at that time, much thinner than I am today. The computer was, I joined as a student the team, and I was in charge with matrix decoding the instruction, diode matrix decoding the instruction, which was quite a labor work because you have to take every instruction and to build a matrix. And that probably, it was a repetitive work and it was given to me as a student. I joined immediately after I finished. We built the second computer, Medchip 2, which was transistorized fully. And we designed Medchip 3, but Medchip 3 was built too late because the computer industry took over, I will mention later. The third family was Dacic. That was built in the Institute of Computing of the Cluj-Napoca branch of the Academy of Sciences, put into operation in 1993. There was a team led by Emil Muntean and Georg Farkas, first generation also, and they built also Dacic 200 in 1968, fully transistorized, was an enclosed of operating system. Which are the Romanian computer pioneers? First, a person which was mentioned today, academician Grigore Munisil. He was the mathematician, founder of School of Polyvalent Logic, and the big promoter of, I'd say in the world today, evangelist of computers and cybernetics. And he came to schools, to university, talking about that and convincing people. But not only, he mentored all CIFA and MEChip and less Dacic, because Dacic was promoted by academician Tiberiu Popovici, which was the founder of School of Applied Automatic Calculus. CIFA, Bucharest, I mentioned Victor Toma, Armand Segal, in MEChip, Victor Toma and Armand Segal both passed away. Wilhelm Löwenfeld passed away in the United States. Josef Kaumus is still alive in Germany. Me, myself, I am here. Dacic, Cluj-Napoca, Emil Munteanu passed away. Georg Farkas and Mircea Bocule live in Cluj. In 2003, the president of Romania gave awards to all computer pioneers. So you have to have a unique picture, having Victor Toma here, Armand Segal here, which I mentioned. Timișoara team is presented only me because Löwenfeld was in the United States and Kaufmann in Germany. The team from Cluj was full. Emil Muntean, Georg Farkas and Mircea Bocu. That is a picture in February 2003. And I think we have here also Dan Bedros, who was head of the Timișoara branch for many years and head of Alcatel Timișoara, and present here also as a participant to the conference. We had an early international cooperation. First, as I told you, Poisil was a promoter of exchanges, the visits he brought with us, professors from Soviet Union, from Hungary, from Czechoslovakia. Victor Toma visited Dubna, where I saw a picture shown by Kirill with him in Moscow. Löwenfeld visited Leningrad. We had a very active cooperation with cybernetics research group of the Hungarian Academy of Science. I think Balint can tell me exactly what was the name, because I met him at that time for the first time. We came here for the magnetic drum memory, which is here in the show, the same type of memory was used in Egypt, and this was actually the prototype made after a Minsk computer drum memory. I made not only Balint, but also Kovács-Gyöze at that time. And in the Kovács-Gyöze book, I discover a very interesting picture. That is Löwenfeld, that's his wife, Balint-Gyöze, and that's me. That is in 1962, when he came for acquiring a magnetic drum in the name of cooperation. I think we paid nothing, but that was the time where cooperation was based more on relations and friendship and things like that. We had, as I mentioned, very good cooperation with Professor Wilkes, the father of microprogramming, and the person who implemented the first computer in the UK, actually ENIAC. He wrote a letter. He gave back the paper, not secret documentation, but just the paper on microprogramming, which was used to build the architectural machine. And later, when I had the opportunity to go for a study in the UK, Kaufmann wrote to Wilkes, asking him to receive me in his mathematical laboratory in Cambridge University. He said yes, of course. I was under the grant by British Council. And after very many years, Wilkes was 94, I think, when he wrote me a letter, which I put here, which is quite interesting because he remembered things I forgot. But probably this makes true the belief that people at the high, I mean older age, start to remember things very well when they were young. He remembered how I worked with the Cambridge multiple access system, which was the first thing I saw, which was totally different from Egypt, working in real time with many terminals around the computer, which was an Atlas computer at the time, one of the supercomputers of the world. We had also other types of cooperation. You have a Russian language letter from the same institute you mentioned today, Moskovsky Energetic Institute. Yes, Professor Kushelev, who was at that time working in the field of self-learning automata. We wrote him a letter. He wrote us back and gave documentation about that. You can see his signature and the date, which was 17th of June, 63. Also, because we have the first computers, we started to have the first courses for students. And it was Timișoara who was the leader in that field. We started in 64, and in 66, the first generation of computer engineers left the school and started to work in different computer centers around Romania, our research institute. Professor Rogojan was one of the initiators. He did not work with MECIP. He tried to build another computer, like in IFA, in CIFA. There were two teams building in competition two different computers. But finally, in that field, we cooperated. And we succeeded to have the first computer engineer. 2 years later, Polytechnica of Bucharest and other universities started to have computer graduates, also in Cluj-Napoca. What you can see there are some lectures based on my personal notes. This is an laboratory work with what is called a bistable or something like that. And this is a program written in machine code to check something in MECIP 1. The programming was done in machine code. No assembler at the time, no compiler, nothing. Started later. But the government in Romania, as the government in other neighboring countries, noticed that the gap between our own computer and Western computers started to be alarmingly big, both as time lag and technological capability to industrial manufacturing. So in 1967, the government of Romania decided to have an industrial development of computers. A governmental committee was set up, led by a vice prime minister, And the first permanent secretary was just Professor Mihai Drăgănescu. You may know him. He was the president of Romanian Academy after 1990. He unfortunately died 5 years ago. There was a national plan to introduce computer in the economy, a modern infrastructure of a computer industry, which will mean computers, institute, servicing organization, all research team from Institute of Atomic Physics, Timișoara, Politehnica, Politehnica of Timișoara, Institute of Cluj, were joined in one institute. We have no choice. They say, move to Bucharest. We refuse to move, including myself, because I like Timișoara. But they say, okay, in that case, we make branches in Timișoara and Cluj. And the branches were made. Victor Toma was appointed the first scientific director of this institute. And the manufacturing plan were set up on paper, because later, in a few years, they were actually implemented. In 1970, also an Institute of Informatics was set up to coordinate implementation of informatics in the economy. And missions were sent to United States, United Kingdom, France, Italy, Netherlands, and Japan to see who will give us a license to make computers in Romania, to produce computers. Unfortunately, IBM, because it was discussed today, said, okay, we will sell you computers, but no license, because you know the old COCOM regulation. Almost all countries said the same thing. We'll sell you computers, but not manufacturing. The only countries which actually agreed to give us computers, to manufacture them, was France, which was led at that time by General de Gaulle. And if you remember, General de Gaulle refused to work anymore with NATO. He said, okay, the general headquarters of NATO should leave France. And France was not anymore a part of the military operation of NATO at that time. And why? It's a computer problem. United States refused to give France a supercomputer controlled ETA 660. And the French people were very upset. And General de Gaulle said, okay, we launch Plan Calcul, make our own computers. That is the origin of the Plan Calcul. And the Plan Calcul was very beneficial to Romania, because in 1968, General de Gaulle came to Romania, and they said, give the Romanians what they want. Not only they give us a license for a medium-sized computer, which was at that time mainframe, but they gave us the technology for printed circuit boards, which was new at that time. And also they gave us a complete factory for integrated circuits. So actually at that moment, Romania started to have a factory for integrated circuits, a factory for printed circuit boards, multi-layer, very modern for that moment, I mean latest fashion, and also a factory to build computers, a replica of the Toulouse factory of CIA. What I said, it's on this slide. So Romania actually had a very big leap forward. But as it happened in such cases, not everybody was happy. IBM-based people were not very happy. But not because IBM did something. They liked IBM. They liked big computers, really made computers put into... And people from Academy of Economic Science, led by another vice prime minister, and people from the industry, led by another vice prime minister, started the clash between these two. So one group supported the creation of the industry, another group said, okay, we want application and import IBM computers. The crisis was settled directly by Ceausescu, which at that time was quite young, and not as he was in the last years. And he said, okay, we are in favor of an industry, built this industry, which had very beneficial effects for very many years. Victor Toma was against the license. Why? Because he wanted to produce Chifa. For obvious reasons, Chifa was not ready to be manufactured in large series and have all the software which Iris 50 had. So he resigned. I was lucky because I was appointed in his place at that moment. So I was in the first row of Romanian computer industry for many years. Iris 50 was renamed in Romania Felix. Why Felix? Because the old name of the Roman province was Dacia Felix, Dacia Felix. So Dacia was given to the car, which is now produced by Renault in Romania and in Morocco and in Russia under the name Dacia. And Felix was given to computers, which almost, they were very important for 10 years, but not anymore. But we, in Institute, we promoted the idea. We buy the license, but we diversify it and continue research. So we started immediately and developed a smaller computer called C32, and another one, a bigger member, C512. All together, because somebody from France through Plamen asked me how many, all together about 650 Felix mainframes were produced, and 11 were exported in China, in the People Republic of China. Later, a computer called Felix 500 was manufactured with the latest technology, LSI. And the problem we faced in the international arena around us was that Felix computers were not IBM compatible. Now. But at that moment, it counted. Felix computer peripherals. First, the original license we bought from French company Sperac. They were not reliable, so we replaced them by control data. Ampex core and tape memories, control data printers. Technology for core memories was not in the license because of the COCOM regulation, but the Timișoara branch and both Dan Bedros and Horia Gligor remember very well. It was a technology which was developed completely in Timișoara. So we had that memory, ferrite memory block, manufactured in Timișoara and exported in large quantity. Later, we exported even in USSR. Why? I'll show you later. That was the only success, because in USSR that was completely embargo on Romanian electronic products. Why? Political reasons, you know, Ceaușescu, Brezhnev, Ceaușescu, Khrushchev, Ceaușescu, Gheorghe Iudeș, Khrushchev, and so on and so on. Later, it was another interesting development. Control Data Corporation agreed to build in Romania a joint venture manufacturing computer peripherals. And we manufacture very good and high quality disk drives, magnetic tape transports, printers, and other peripherals. Later, Control Data concentrated their activity to disk drives only. So that was the reason we did not import from Bulgaria disk drives. Already Bulgarians, people from Bulgaria, they wanted that because there was 15 million rubles, I remember, only the transit over Romania, because many shipment from Bulgaria have to cross Romania.
Yes. What about the communications? Nobody mentioned any communications in...
Yeah, the subject was computers. Let's suggest to Plamen to have another conference on telecom. I'll have many things to tell about telecom. And of course, Dan Bedros, who became director general of Alcatel, I probably he'll come to tell you the story of telecom in Romania. We had we bought a license before 1989 for switches.
Machines.
Yeah. And after the 1989, we bought digital exchanges, three licenses covering all aspects of Romania. So ROM control data was actually the first joint venture in the Eastern Europe with a large corporation from the United States. Control Data Corporation was at that time one of the fifth five corporations in the world. This helped us in the next stages, because we started to develop mini computers. You remember the 70s was the period, the decade of mini computers. So the first mini computers were independent one, I-100, actually because in 1977, we celebrate 100th anniversary of the Romania, the Romanian state. So they called it independent. I remember a Soviet minister being very angry. They called it independent because they want to be independent, which was not true, in fact. But that was one of his remarks in one of the exhibition. We named it because it was in 1977. It was continued by independent one, too. A choral family was a competition. In Romania, the competition existed in hidden form. And estimated 4,500 mini computers of both families were produced and exported in many countries like Czechoslovakia, East Germany, China, Middle East countries, and so on, mostly because they were configured with ROM control data peripherals, and they were quite competitive because of that. Of course, I don't insist very much because later we started to build PC or microcomputers, the PC likes. All the statistics show they produced only one company, I mean the computer plant, 52,000 pieces of microcomputers. So it was very large. In Romania also we had problems. Elena Ceaușescu, the wife of Ceaușescu, she forbidden the name of personal computer. She said, what means personal? It's against the ideology. Computers are for... So we produced under various fancy names like Learning Automata. Learning Automata was the name of one of these personal computers. For the software field, actually, I mentioned that it's very difficult to build an operating system. In Felix, we used the main operating system both from France, but we developed it. We built a new fully operating system called Helios for larger mainframes, which was used in the Felix 5000. We built cloning, more or less, IMS and Minos, which were based by RSX and VMS from DEC PDP, because this time we were member of the cooperation, not outside like in Riyadh or SMFM. In SMFM, we are full participants. So now I come to SMFM and SMFM, which you most of you know. In 1968, there was an initiative to build a Riyadh series of computers compatible IBM. Because Romania already made the choice for a non-IBM compatible, Romanian delegation were not allowed to say that because it was a state secret, but we were against participation. Being there but not participating. So in Riyadh series, Romania participation was insignificant, which was not the case in SMFM, where we were fully participating with independent 100 computer, which was certified international, exporting in large quantities. And I remember the late Boris Naumov, Boris Nikolaevich Naumov, I think he died, yeah? He was director of INEUM, and I paid in that time at least 50 visits to Moscow, in different positions. This commission, it was already mentioned today. You have to look in my paper to see which was the structure. Practically all COMECON countries and Cuba were members, not Vietnam. Cuba a little bit later, but it was participating in different organizations. Of the second, because I went there for a few times, so they were meetings in Cuba. And there was a coordination center set up in Moscow, just near the building of COMECON, of SEV. And what is strange, in 92 I paid a visit, they still existed there. And I checked on internet, they still exist now. who is there, why kind of money they get, I don't know. But officially, this organization was not dissolved. Romania, as I told you, was not interested in Riyadh because of the non-compatibility of Felix computers, very interested in SMFM. The economic decisions were taken mostly by Soviet Union and were political based. That was very favorable to Bulgaria and very unfavorable to Romania because of also political reasons. The prices were much higher than the world prices, which is not something characteristic to computers. All prices in Comecon were higher than the world prices. So it was the moment where there is a joke. I sold a dog for 10,000 rubles. Oh, it's possible? Yes. Show me the money. No, because I received two cats of 5,000 rubles. That was the... But I think Kirill showed a very interesting table that was very, very good for Bulgaria, and that big factory of Stara Zagora exported a lot of magnetic disk drives. Finally, after 1989, it happened like everywhere. The big enterprises were dissolved practically, in even the buildings, because they are mostly in Bucharest. They were demolished, and very large malls and pretty big and interesting office buildings were instead. But we became back a major player in IT in Europe, mostly because in 1989, we had more than 100,000 trained IT people. And now we have the last figure, 1.4 billion euros export of software and services, which for the first time is more than tourism in Romania. Why? All major multinational organizations build big centers in Romania. IBM, I think, have 2,000 people. Oracle has 4,000 people, altogether probably 20,000 people, only by foreign organization. We promoted computer history events. Recognition for the Kovács Gyöze was an award which we gave him here in Szeged, but not in this building, in the other building. We marked 50th anniversary of Mecipt in Timișoara, and you see some of the veterans over there. We have a book, we have a dedicated conference. And, as I mentioned at the beginning, most of this equipment was left unattended in improper conditions. So, on the initiative of Horia, which is here, the Museum of Banat has a very good response, and the team led by a lady, Maria Mitsu, who could not come here, started a very intense work to make repair and reconditioning of this equipment, which you can see the results. This is one stand of Mecipt. This is the board, the panel of Mecipt. This is how it looked. This is the memory, the drum memory, which is similar to the memory which is here. The restoration continues. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, sir.